Shine like lights in the world as you hold on to the word of life. These are the words to the Alleluia verse, which comes before the gospel for the Mass that was this Sunday, 29th Sunday at Ordinary Time. And they're words from the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians. Shine like lights in the world as you hold on to the word of life. He wrote this letter while he was in prison. And he was in prison for his proclamation of the gospel. There were people around him who did not like his preaching and didn't want to hear it and didn't want to endure the call to repentance and the call to turn to Christ. And they, through various means, arranged to have St. Paul put in prison. But from prison, St. Paul urges us to do the very same thing that landed him into prison, to shine like lights in the world as you hold on to the word of life. This is just one part of a sentence in his letter to the Philippians, but from this one line in the liturgy of the Mass, we can actually take so much that can help us in our life. First of all, he speaks about the word of life. What is this word? It's the teaching of Jesus. It's Jesus Christ himself. It's his life, his death, his resurrection, and his teaching. St. Paul says, this is the word of life. And from this, we learn an important lesson. We learn here that in Jesus Christ, we have the fullness of life. We learn that the way to life is to follow the gospel, is to be a disciple of the Lord Jesus. You know, people often want to make sure that they're living life to the full. They want to make sure that they are doing things that will allow them to acquire the greatest amount of happiness possible, and they're frustrated when this desire is not fulfilled. But St. Paul is telling us that we fulfill this desire only when we are one with Christ. Christ, everything about Christ is the word of life, life itself. If we're not following Christ, we're missing out. Now, it's not enough simply to say we believe in Jesus, but we really have to follow him. We really have to allow him to be our Lord and Savior. That means we trust in him and follow his word. This is the way to true life. The saints in heaven are great examples of this. You know, the saints of the church, all the ones that we know and the ones we don't know, are from all parts of the world and different time periods and cultural and life experiences. But the common thread in each of their lives is they were all convinced that they would live their life to the full if they followed Jesus Christ. This could be saints who were children, who simply trusted in God, believed in him, and followed him with the joy of purity of heart. This could be saints who were husbands and wives, who heroically lived their fidelity to one another and in raising children. Priests in their ministry, religious brothers and sisters in their prayer and their works of the church. All of the saints were convinced that following Christ is really the only way to live. And we have to be convinced of this as well. You know, there are a lot of conflicting and contrary teachings about what is really important in life, what priorities we should have, and where we can experience life to the full. They really are. You know, sometimes people say that the Catholic Church has all these doctrines, and they don't want doctrines. They just want their relationship to God. But every sphere of human activity has its own set of doctrines. Someone who says that you'll find happiness in drug use has a doctrine, and they're imposing it upon you. They're telling you, this is our doctrine, you'll find happiness in drug abuse. People who are pornographers, they have doctrines too. They're teachers, and they're telling you you'll find life to the full in addiction to pornography. Same with all of the errors of our time and sins of our time. They're motivated by false doctrines about what's important in life. People think they find the fullness of life in all of these sins and things like violence and gossip and so forth. But we can't allow ourselves to be deceived by those false doctrines. They tell us that the fullness of life is found in all of these things. But St. Paul tells us with conviction, because he knows Jesus. He had that living encounter with him. He knows Jesus Christ. He's telling us that the fullness of life is found in following Christ, in following the Ten Commandments, all ten of them, in following the teachings of the Holy Gospel. Now, here's a challenge for you. You have to know the Gospel. You have to know what Jesus says. So I challenge you to take some time to read one of the Gospels in its entirety from beginning to end. You have lots of time to do this. Look, you might spend an hour surfing the internet, looking at Facebook, doing this and doing that, and reading blogs and news. Well, take a half hour and read the whole Gospel. You do have the time to do this. Read the whole Gospel, and I guarantee you, you will find new things about Jesus that will really inspire you. St. Paul is telling us that following Christ is the way to life. He calls the whole mystery of Christ the Word of Life. So that's the truth. Follow Christ, you have life. If you don't follow him, you miss out. Here's a second point from this one sentence of St. Paul. He tells us to hold on to the Word of Life. Now, if this apostle of Jesus tells us to hold on to the Word of Life, it means that we can actually let go of Christ. We can let go of his truth and his grace. We can actually lose our connection to the Lord Jesus. There are many ways we can do this. We can do this when we stop praying. You know, if you're a Christian, your life should really be marked by the art of prayer. Prayer should be an important part of your life. Prayer is to the soul what breathing is to the body. Prayer is like our lifeline. Without it, we're dead. Prayer is so important. But if you stop praying, if you let the noise of this world, if you surround yourself with constant entertainment and distractions, and you stop praying, little by little, you let loose your grip upon the Gospel, upon the Word of Life. Before you know it, you're holding on to something other than that. We can also lose our connection to the Word of Life by sin, but then by not confessing our sins in the sacrament of reconciliation and not trying to repent of our sins. It's called the slavery of sin. When we do this, then we're not holding on to the Word of Life. This can happen to any one of us. Every single one of us has this challenge before us. We can lose our grasp on the good things of Christ. We really can. And so we have to make an effort, a daily effort, to hold on to him. It's got to be our lifestyle. Our lifestyle has to be holding on to the grace and truth of Jesus Christ. In the month of October, we are called by the Church to have a greater awareness of the tremendous value of praying the Holy Rosary. The Rosary is a wonderful way to hold on to the Word of Life. You know, when you pray the Rosary, you're holding on to the Rosary beads. Well, the Rosary is the prayer of the Gospel. Most of the mysteries in the Rosary that we think about when we pray the Rosary are directly from the Gospel. So as you pray the Rosary, it's like this great image that you're literally holding on to the Word of Life. I strongly encourage you to make the Rosary a part of your life every single day. It's really an awesome way to pray. It embodies every kind of prayer that we can think of. The prayer of petition, the prayer of praise and adoration, the prayer of faith and hope and love. It's very important. A good way to help you to practice holding on to the Word of Life. And then St. Paul continues in this one line. He tells us to shine like lights in the world. Shine like lights in the world as you hold on to the Word of Life. When you are on a journey, you need to have points of reference to help you navigate your course. If you're going to walk from your living room to the door of your house, you really don't need a whole lot of points of reference. You need to know the way to go. You got to see the floor and see the door and any steps along the way or any other obstacles. But if you're going to make a journey from one side of your country to the other, you need to have many different points of reference so you won't get lost. You need to know your way each step of the way. Well, the greatest journey there is the journey of a soul towards God, is the journey to heaven, is the daily journey of living in communion with the Most Holy Trinity, the daily journey of repenting of our sins and believing in the Gospel. That's the greatest journey. That's the journey that we really have to get right. And the bigger a journey is, the more points of reference we need. Well, this journey is the biggest one. and we're either going in the right direction or not. We need many points of reference to help us, to help us to follow Christ, to help us to live a life of holiness, to make it to heaven. The greatest journey is a life oriented towards God. Ultimately, our great point of reference is the life of Jesus Christ. That's why it's so important to know Him. It's so important to every day have His life as the benchmark of our own lives. And also the saints. It's a good idea to have many saints. You know, I tell children who celebrate Halloween, they usually go out, in my country, they go out and they dress up as ghosts and vampires and all those kinds of things and characters from cartoons or movies or whatever. But you know, it's the eve of All Saints. Instead, your children should dress up as saints. Teach them about the saint and try to get them to learn something from that saint and to model their life after that saint. That's a good way to celebrate Halloween. Well, the saints are like our points of reference. You know, you could be in some difficult situation, but you find out that there was a saint of God, of Jesus Christ, who lived the same kind of situation you're facing. You can study their life and see how they dealt with it. And also, points of reference right now are holy people in our life, people we know who really love the Lord Jesus. They too become our points of reference. You know, sometimes people, when they're tempted to abandon the commandments and to live in sin, it can be the memory of some holy person in their family or among their friends that keeps them on the path of light. Well, here is the real challenge of St. Paul. You have to be a point of light for someone else. He says that we have to shine like lights in the world. In fact, in the rest of the letter, from the letter to the Philippians, he says we have to shine like lights in the world in the midst of a perverse and crooked generation. He says, you follower of Christ, you have to be a light for someone else. You have no idea how many people see your fidelity to Christ or your infidelity to Christ. You have no idea. It could be just in your own family or among your friends, but there could be people you don't even know who notice how you live. Here's a really good lesson for us. Not only does the Lord Jesus want you to be His faithful servant, to be holy, but people need you to be holy. There are people who need you to love Christ, to have faith in Him and to hope in Him. There are people who need you to be prayerful. There are people who need you to be a saint of our present time, to be faithful to your promises before God, to be faithful to the commandments of loving God and loving your neighbor. You have no idea how many people your witness to Christ can actually save. There could be someone at the point of despair, and some point in their life they encountered you and they remembered your fidelity to Christ and His word. And that let them be inspired. And they went from despair to hope. You have to be a light of Christ. This is a big challenge for us. It's a daily challenge for us. And sometimes it can be overwhelming. You might hear this call of St. Paul and begin to feel that, you know, I haven't been as faithful to Christ as I should have been, and maybe I've given a poor witness of my baptism and of my Christian faith. And that can almost make you feel kind of bad. But don't lose hope. God is merciful, He's your Father, and He loves you. You can begin again. There's a priest who is the founder of the Oblates of the Virgin Mary, Father Lenteri, lived hundreds of years ago, and he had a phrase in Latin that he used to sort of describe the spirituality he wanted his friends to have. And it was called Nunc Cepi, which means now I begin. And his idea was that we have to approach the mystery of God, the mystery of the Most Holy Trinity, with this idea, now I begin. Now I begin to follow Christ. So maybe in the past I have failed or you have failed, but today's a new day. Begin again and become that light again. That's so important. So here we have all of this from one line of St. Paul. Shine like lights in the world as you hold on to the word of life. Dear brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ is our life. He really is. Without him, we're worse than dead. He is our life and he loves us. In him, we find our own greatness. In him, we find our own life to the full. In him, we find the only way to that more abundant life that only he has come to bring to us. May we trust in his words, accept his word, and never let go of this great word of life. This is the only way for life for ourselves, and by following Christ, we become lights for those who need light so much. God bless you.